This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Springs City Council votes Tuesday on a resolution to declare that the city is not a sanctuary city. CPR's Dan Boy says it's a response to new immigrants arriving in Denver.
It's called a resolution protecting the security and quality of life of the citizens of Colorado Springs. It says it will not spend taxpayer dollars on services related to new immigrants from the southern border. Eric Poverty with the Accompaniment and Sanctuary Coalition says it's an odd position for the heavily Christian Colorado Springs to take.
I do find it very hypocritical when people who profess religious faith in other aspects of their lives close their door, close their hearts to people who are in need.
About 40,000 people have arrived in Denver from the border in recent months. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado athlete is now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Retired Denver Broncos linebacker Randy Gratishar was part of the famous Orange Crush defense in the 1970s. He made the Pro Bowl 7 times in 10 seasons and won Defensive Player of the Year in 1978. Lunar New Year festivities were extra festive over the weekend. For the first time, the state officially recognized one of the biggest holidays for many Asian cultures. In Denver, people who gathered at the Far East Center had something more to celebrate. The shopping center was recently identified as a state historic site. Mimi Luong helped make the designation possible.
It's one of the first Asian businesses to be recognized in Colorado. It's still a family-owned business, and it's a place that can share culture, traditions, and amazing flavors from all the different restaurants that are in here.
2024 is the year of the dragon. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have a mostly sunny day. It should be about the same tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.